Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
That's the Drifters bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. RickMaurer.com, right, Rick?
That's it.
M-A-U-R-E-R. Rick Maurer is how you spell his last name, and you can find his books there, all the things he does for his customers, his clients, which you work for big companies and little companies, don't you, Rick?
Yeah, most of the work is with big companies, but people with small organizations tell me the stuff works as, you know,
yep,
well for them. And there's a bunch of free stuff there, so... I would hope that your listeners might actually look at it, because there's a book they could use without ever having to pick up a phone and calling me.
Absolutely. So check that out, folks. It's right there available. Thanks for making it available, Rick. Okay, so we've been talking about making presentations. We've been talking about, you know, be brief, be seated, be clear, be brief, and be seated. We're talking about, I love Twain's quote that you gave us earlier, that no sinner was ever saved after the first 20 minutes of a sermon, and this is all based on what we've been talking about. It's based on the TED model of having to sit down in 18 minutes, right?
Yep.
So when you're making these presentations, you're whatever, wherever it's to, whether it's to a customer or to a speech or what you're making or whatever it may be, how do you figure out, Rick, if what you've done worked?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's absolutely essential. And the first thing I got to do is get over myself. I love to tell stories, and so I can go, wow, am I really good or what? You know, but that's not what, you know, it's from the point of view of the other people. And so I asked one of my clients, we were talking about this, and I said, how do you do it? And I was amazed. They came up with like 15, 20 things, and some of the top things they did is like, okay, have a snack time, you know, have refreshments afterwards, and that's part of it, so people can just hang out, and it gives them a chance to talk to you informally and say, hey, I really like that point about blah blah blah.
Right.
But if you try to say, are there any questions to a room full of people,
you won't get many questions.
Yeah, but if it's more informal and you're hanging out, that really can work.
Well, that's one of the things that I do is I kind of gauge it by how many people come up afterwards and want to talk about something. I also gauge it by, I look in people, whenever I speak, I almost never, like maybe one time out of 50, do I stand behind a podium. If I have to, I will, but if I don't have to, I won't. And I often, especially if I'm doing overhead presentations, I often am out on the floor with the audience when I speak.
Yeah.
And so I get to look at the whites of their eyes.
Yep.
And so I can tell whether they're engaged or not, whether they're paying attention or not. And if you're and depending on what you're talking about, you know, if they're taking notes, then that's a good indication. If they're nodding off, that's not a good indication.
True. Yeah. You know, and one of the things I like to do when I'm starting out, if I don't know the group, is often I'm looking around, are there some people smiling and nodding their heads?
Right.
And
that's right.
And they become my bellwether people, at least to start.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a leader and that same person is always smiling and saying, great job, boss, that's not the person who ought to be your bellwether.
Right.
You need, you know, you really, but I can't look at 400 people, but I can have those few places where my eyes can land, and boy, it lets me know, am I being clear? Am I not? And it really is that way.
Well, yeah, no, you can look at their eyes, and of course, once you're into the presentation, you know, it may be if you're making a speech, then, you know, whatever you're learning is going to be for the next speech. But if you're making a presentation to customers, I actually will say, how are we doing? Am I making sense? Is there anything? And I'll stop and I'll say, is there anything that's not clear so far? Because you got to do, when you're making a presentation to customers, you got to do those interim closes. So and that's, this is where they say, well, you know, yes or no or you know, whatever. But depending on their response, you can tell whether you're getting through or not. So and then you need, if it's a sales call, you better fix it now.
Yeah, oh, you're absolutely right. Yeah, if you're in sales, you need those kind of preliminary closes. You need to make sure that you are in sync all the way, because if they tune away for just a few seconds, it's you're toast.
And, of course, if you pre-qualified in the right way, then you're making your presentation based on what they ask you for. Hey, Rick, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
Let's have a good 2015 together. What do you think?
What the heck? Let's do it.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingay. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.